Record.
I did that already.
You did it already? Perfect. Okay, whenever you're ready, PT.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm calling the Beacon Hill Architectural District Committee public hearing to order at 5 o'clock on July 16th, 2020. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Beacon Hill Architectural Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag July16 hearing. We'll repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Okay, so our first application this evening is a continuance from the June hearing. It's 2 Kirk Street, and the applicant is Glenn Mills at Mills Whitaker Architects.
Thank you. So the prior continuation issue was related to the angled bracket support for the third floor landing at the rear of 2 Park Street. We had previously proposed changing that angled bracket support to a vertical support. Essentially, what we're doing with this is withdrawing that part of that application by saying that we're going to correct the problems this bracketed support has created within the wall itself by bridging that narrow band between a brownstone header, brownstone lintel, and brownstone sill with concealed angle behind, resetting the brick, and then that'll be able to support the angled bracket with no visual change. So that's the continuation. Essentially, it's removing that request to swap out the bracket with a vertical one. When Nicholas showed this Google Earth picture last time, I had never seen the light in that way, and I completely agree with the commission to not have that vertical support, because you can see the way the stringer in the stair is lit and the angled bracket under it is not. And by putting a vertical there, it would have changed the character more drastically than I had first thought, because I've never seen it in that light. So, Nicholas, good choice on Google Earth time of day.
All right. Is that everything for the continued part?
That is it for the continued part.
Okay. Do we have any questions from commissioners? Okay. So we'll open this up to public comment. So members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions, provide public comment applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email or by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag BH July 16 hearing. We will continue to repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Do we have any public comment?
Currently, I don't see anyone raising their hand.
I don't see
any chats coming in.
And we need to wait 2 minutes, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Joe, it looks like for whatever reason, Rochelle got added as a co-host and she can't raise her hand. So I believe she does have some comments, though.
Okay.
Rochelle, if you want to go ahead.
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association Architecture Committee. We do not object. That's all for a comment.
Great. Thank you, Rochelle. I think we've probably got one more minute here.
And let the record show that Danielle Santos has just joined us.
I have the 2 minutes as being up, Nick.
Okay.
Do we have any discussion within the commission on this? Any comments? Okay, do we have a staff recommendation?
Staff recommends approval as submitted.
Okay. Does anyone have a motion?
Arian, give it a try.
I motion that we vote on this particular issue.
Okay, so that's a motion to approve the application as submitted?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I will second that. All right, I'm going to have to shoot from the hip here, I guess. Okay, here we go. All right, so Commissioner Allen?
I'm sorry. I couldn't
hear you. Yeah, so you just say aye or nay. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Alice?
Yeah.
Was that a yes?
I think there's some trouble with audio today. It's cutting kind of in and out a little bit, guys.
Okay.
Anyway, somebody keeps muting me. That may be a good thing, may not be a good thing.
Okay, we can hear you now. Do you have a vote?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I vote aye.
Okay, as do I, Commissioner Weinberg, aye. So the application is approved and submitted. Okay. Let's move on to the second application, which is also 2 Park Street, and we will go back to Don Mills at Millsbricker Architects.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This is, again, the same facade, but we're proposing to do some masonry repairs and to do some window restoration. So, in the process of looking at the fire escape repairs, I realized that with ISD's approval, we should be able to remove 2 of the 3 visible exit doors that are in this facade. The third floor needs to remain, so the fire escape needs to remain. And then there's another door up on the fourth floor behind that roof that you can't see. But the first floor and second floor, we should be able to remove. The reason this has come up is those doors have some water problems and need to be repaired. And in the process of looking at that, I realized that these are really a remnant from before Park Street Church bought the building and added another means of egress on the interior into 1 Park Street. So this work, the brownstone and masonry repairs already has been relegated to the administrative review, but the primary issue here, if I understand it correctly, Nicholas, is we're proposing to replace those 2 exit doors in the original openings and put back windows to match the adjacent windows that are there.
Correct.
The thing that I didn't mention, which I was in the process, we're also going to paint and reseal for the other windows. The windows are all in pretty good shape. But we didn't mention that in this facade, when we finish the masonry repairs and the window restoration, that we will be painting to match in kind the existing windows. They are scaling a bit. So if you go through the plans, so in the left side, we have before and after. Above is the first floor existing, which shows an exit door to the lowest landing level of the fire escape. The drawing directly below that shows putting a window in that location instead. And on the right, we have the second floor, which shows an exit door to an extension of a landing off of the fire escape. And in the after below that, we show the window and removing that little section of fire escape extension in order to, because that would no longer be required. Then just putting a, you know, piecing in the guardrail where the extension used to be with matching metal of the existing guardrail. The next slide shows the third floor, which is unchanged. That exit has to remain. There's no way through One Park Street from that floor. And then the rear facade on the right shows, in the upper drawing, shows the two exit doors, first and second floor, and in the lower drawing shows the matching windows. The next slide shows the details, I believe, of those. This shows the photographs of, on the left, the first floor exit, and on the right, the second floor exit and side lights and the landing extension. The original frames are still there. When the doors were added, they added mullion frames for the skylights. So we should be able to take everything that's there out and then still repair and restore the original frames, just building new sash to match the adjacent. The sash will have, you know, through muntins, dark anodized spacers, clear insulated glass with no coatings, everything that matches what these windows were actually last treated in 1996 when we did a project on the rear with Beacon Hill approval. The next slide, I believe, probably shows the details. Yeah, on the left are the two window sizes for the first floor, the larger one, and the second floor, the right one. And then this drawing below that is actually our window detail from our 1996 set of drawings, because at that time, there were some openings that had the original frames in them, but had been blocked up with wood panels and window air conditioners or louvers. And so we had done quite a bit of work in 96 to restore the windows and had built some new sash to match the original sash that were still there. On the right is just the masonry repairs, doing some selective brownstone repair, a minor amount of cutting and repointing of brick, resetting of some bricks. So not a wholesale, you know, cutting and repointing, but rather just selective. I think that's it on the slides. Is that right? Yeah.
Let's double check.
Just the masonry. Yeah, the masonry work. And then on the lower right is that first floor exit, and to the left of that is the angled bracket that we're now incorporating steel in behind the brick to resupport that bracket. And there's the structural detail for how we're doing the bracket from the prior continuation. And that is the end of presentation, as the next slide says.
All right, great. Thank you. Any questions on this from the commissioners? Okay, we'll open it up to public comment. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag BHJuly16 hearing. We will repeat these instructions again throughout the hearing after each application.
Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comment?
Yeah, Beacon Hill Civic Association, we do not object, and we submitted a historic photograph that shows the prior condition of historically being windows where the doors are. So we submitted the return door of historic condition.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Hi. Don't see anyone else raising their hand, but we have one more minute.
Okay.
And while we're waiting, I'll just say my staff notes. So staff recommends approval as submitted, seeing that the new windows and the reduction in the amount of fire escape will improve the appearance of the property from the granary graveyard.
Okay. Thank you. Joe, are we good for commission discussion?
Right now you are. Go ahead. Right.
Any comments or discussion within the commission?
This is Matt. I have no objections to the design changes. It's an improvement in the facade and near and concise presentation. So I would approve as submitted.
Okay, I agree with you, Matt. Thank you. Anyone else have any comments or care to make a motion?
I can make a motion if needed.
Great.
I motion that the commission approve the changes as submitted.
I second.
Okay, great. We have a motion and a second. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay, so the application is approved as submitted. Thank you, Mr. Mills.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don. See you next month.
Okay, take care.
Okay, next up is 116 Tocqueville Street.
The applicant here?
Therese or Teresa Driscoll?
Joe, is there anybody in the meeting named Teresa?
I don't see anyone.
Let me just double check and see if any of the names look familiar. Nope. All right. PT, why don't you go to the next application?
Okay, so 107 Bowdoin was withdrawn, so we'll move on to 61 Mount Vernon Street, Nicholas and Marjorie Greenville.
Hello.
There he is. Hey, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. Could you please just state your name for the record?
Yes, Nicholas and Marjorie Greville. 61 Mount Vernon, unit or apartment D.
Okay, thank you. Please go ahead.
And Nick, if you could just explain what you explained to me over the phone the other day, that would be perfectly suitable. And then we can go to the map if needed to show the different locations that you're proposing.
Certainly. Yeah. We need to replace the boiler in our apartment. The plumber has advised that the new boiler the new zoning regulations, this vent cannot be put in the existing light well location without the BHAC's approval. So if the new vent cannot go in the light well, then other possibilities would be around the corner on the west-facing wall, or possibly piped up to the rooftop, which is two floors above.
But this petition is to put it in the light well.
Yeah, but our recommendation and our request is to put it, the new vent, where the existing one is, because it won't be seen from the street, and because putting it up to the roof two floors above would probably be objected to quite vigorously by the other condo owners. This vent has been there for 16 or 17 years. The apartment at that time had a gut renovation by the previous owners. And the boiler, it's a combi boiler, which supplies both hot water and heat to the apartment, independent of the building's boilers. So it's a pretty critical piece of equipment for our apartment.
New vent small one too.
The new vent is pretty small and unobtrusive. I attached a diagram of it.
So Nick, if I could just get some clarification, because we might actually be able to get you out and running in no time. So the internal vent where it is right now in the light well, that's your preferred location?
If that's not acceptable, then it would, the other next one would be on the west facing wall.
Yeah.
But yeah. Unfortunately, that could be probably seen from the street.
Right. Okay. So,
but the one shown in the photograph that's on the screen, that was the one Nick is just referring to, that's quote in the light well.
That's in the light well, and that's the existing one.
Okay.
Okay. And Nick, you've confirmed that that's exempt from commission review because it's not visible.
Correct. Yeah. So if they chose this exact location where it is today, then it would be exempt from our review. But I apologize to the Grayvilles, but I was under the impression that the vent of their preference was to be on the west wall, which would be visible from the street. But if this is their preference, then this is exempt and we don't even have to vote on it.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Then our plumber then advised me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to keep there and we don't have purview on it. So donuts. Is
yes.
That where we are? All right. Great. Well, there
all
you
right.
Go.
Thanks. So we'll get you a letter out in the mail tomorrow and you'll be able to install that whenever you're ready. Okay, sir.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. No, great. Okay, so we are going to move on now to 7 Mount Vernon Place. Monica Pauly.
I saw her here, so.
Yes, and actually, this is Richard Pignataro. I'm an associate at Pauly Neribe, so I'll present this one for us, but we also have Monica on the call.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Okay, so if you can see in red, that's just the outline on the map showing where we're located. Mount Vernon Place and Joy Place are both private ways, so the major view is from Joy Street. And that's what we marked out in the numbered bubbles there. We'll show those locations on the page to the right shows them. That's from the front facade. And then on the next slide on sheet 3, I'll just break it down like this. So I'll go first with what we're doing on the front facade. So the major items here is we're painting the front door black. That's going to match both 6 and 8 Mount Vernon Place, along with the trim around the windows. The trim around the door. All the trim around the existing windows are black. We think it matches the building itself along with the adjacent building. The location to the right there where you have the mouse above that, we'll be installing an intercom. That's not visible from Joy Place because it's tucked around in that vestibule. To the left of the door, we will be installing a fire alarm bell and strobe. We have all these specs at the end of the presentation that I can go over also. And that's basically the work happening here. We're also painting the handrail. It just needs to be repainted in black to match existing. And we're replacing door hardware as well. And that'll match the hardware that's at 6 and 8 also in unlacquered brass.
Bravo.
Sorry, what was that?
Sorry, okay. I was trying to get my dog away from the window.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and then on to the rear facade. This is the door on Joy Place. We'll just be installing a small keypad. And if you see the middle image on slide 6, that's showing the rear entry to 8 Joy Place, which has a keypad there existing. It'll be very similar to what's shown there, and it'll be located to the left of the door.
Is there a way to zoom in on that, Nick? Just on where they're, the one he just referenced and the one that, and again, we can do that after the fact. I'm sorry, you can continue.
Yeah, no, and if you go to the next slide, actually, you'll see it in drawing form where they're actually, where it'll be located.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. So it'll be a small keypad. And again, at the end of the slide, I'll show you the spec for it. But yeah, it'll just be a keypad to the left of the door shown there. The other item on the rear facade, if you look up to the existing roof deck, below that. Yep, exactly. Following that line, we'd like to install a new sconce for the roof deck, just to the right of the door. The other item is on the roof itself. We're just replacing the skylight glass. It's in very poor condition, and we're just going to be replacing it with antique clear glass. The other items on the roof are installing an ERV vent, an ERV intake, and a fireplace vent. They're all going to go through the roof on that middle portion, yes, where your mouse is, which is a rubber roof. It's a flat portion of that roof that's rubber, so we won't need to go through any of the slate. And those are installed as shown on the floor plan there. On the rear L, we're installing a copper exhaust for the range, and that's a 10 by 10 copper exhaust as shown on there. Yeah, and here's the specs we were referring to. The first one is it's a Bavolo Williamsburg flush mount. It'll be the finish as shown there. The second item is the keypad we're referring to on the rear entry door. It's about 5 by 3, and it'll just protrude 3/4 of an inch out of the brick, so it'll be relatively flush with the brick. The next is the custom copper wall cap, you know, in copper finish, followed by the fire alarm bell and strobe in red that, you know, see all around Beacon Hill. The intercom and keypad, as I said, it's not visible from Joy Street, but that'll be in that finish, and followed by the door hardware in unlacquered brass, which, like I said, matches 6 and 8 Mount Vernon Place. Yep. That's all for the presentation.
Thanks, Richard.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from the commission before we go to public comments? Okay, so we'll move to public comment. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. Mm-hmm. If you do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle @BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag #BHJuly16Hearing. We will continue to repeat these instructions after each application.
Okay, Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comments?
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association. No objection to replacing door hardware. Copper exhaust cap should be placed in a less visible location. Intercom panels should be brass according to guideline E7. Recommend placing fire alarm beacon strobe and bell on wood door surrounds to preserve masonry. Recommend denial of deck sconce. Door color should stay white. Roof exhaust acceptable if minimally visible. And that is the end of our comment.
Okay, thank you, Rochelle.
So Martha McNamara? Martha McNamara, would you like to make your comments?
Yes, hi, Martha McNamara. I'm an architectural historian, teach historic preservation at Wellesley College. I've lived on Beacon Hill for 35 years, and I'm a former member of the commission. I just wanted to underscore the retention of the white paint on the door. I think we have a tendency on the Hill these days to homogenize colors. And I think that the white color has been there for a while. I know it's been there since as long as I've been on Beacon Hill. And I think that, you know, if the only argument for changing the color to black is because the houses next door are black, that's just the kind of sort of homogenization that historic preservation isn't aspiring to. So I would just like to really underscore the point that I think the door should remain white. Thank you.
I don't see any other public comment.
Okay, so let's go to staff's comments and recommendation, please.
Okay, so my comments are similar to the civic associations. I don't think that the intercom system slash buzzer system at the rear is necessary. I'd be interested to hear how old the glass is on the skylight, because for whatever reason, it looks purple in the photos that you provided. So I'd be interested to know how old that is before we make a recommendation to replace it with historic glass. I'll defer to the Civic Association regarding the color, but I would ask that if there was any sort of paint study that was done on the door to determine the potential original color. And then the vents, as long as they're minimally visible on top of the property, I have no objection for it too.
Okay, and then how do you feel about the sconce?
Oh, I'm fine with the sconce, sorry, yeah.
Okay, do we have some discussion within the commission? Does anyone have any comments internally here?
I mean, this is Matt. I'm fine with most of the changes. I agree with his staff comments that if there's better locations for the vents so they're less visible, we should study those. Should the door, there's a strong argument that maybe the door should remain white. Maybe we just keep that white. The rear keypad, if it makes it more functional for the tenant, I don't see an issue with it. I don't know that this silver, or are we calling it brass? What were we calling it? Sort of, the finish, I don't know about the finish. What do we think about the finish on these keypad covers?
I was thinking about that as well. The finish on the keypad, I mean, it doesn't look particularly Beacon Hill. It's very shiny metal.
Yeah.
Is there a way for that keypad to come in more of a brass tone?
Yeah, can the applicant go to that, or Nick, whoever's controlling this, go to the slide with the spec material? I think it's towards the end.
This one here?
No, yeah, the cut sheets, there we go, okay. So is that rear garden entry, that proposed keypad, is that available in a brass?
That's the only finish that particular one is available in. It's similar to a brushed, brushed nickel almost.
Right, yeah, okay. And then I guess along the same lines, why a keypad there? It looks like the door has hardware on it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the keypad just ties into the system that's going in the building.
Okay. And then that front intercom, that's the bottom left of that slide?
Yep, sorry, go ahead.
So is that available in a brass?
That is available in the color shown and black.
So we've been pushing for these brass keypads and intercom systems, PT. Mm-hmm. We had some at the last hearing on Park Street. I think to be consistent, we should probably try to enforce that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
should we look for an alternate keypad that comes in brass?
I would say you probably need to look at alternate keypads for both locations, and you know, I think again, if you can find one in brass, we would be. I can't speak for all the commissioners, but I would be okay with it in both locations if it were brass. If it's a singular system that you know creates, to Matt's point, a degree of convenience or security for the owner. And then I obviously assume that you're going through, you know, you're not going into the brick with this thing, you're going through the mortar.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So, I think that's at least my position on the keypads.
And I'd say that the intercom in the front is not visible from Joy. I mean, it's visible from Mount Vernon Place, but like I said, it's a private way. So it's not really visible from Joy Street.
I mean, I would argue that the profile might be because of the specific angles. So if it's even the slightest bit visible, I would say that it, we still have to review it.
No, I mean, the keypad in the back certainly is visible. The one in the front is in the vestibule. So if you go to the other slide, I can kind of show you the view towards it if you go back to the first.
Let's do this.
Yep.
Yeah. Hang on. You guys can see this, right?
Yes.
Wait, it's this door here?
Yeah, so it's that one, and it's tucked to the right of the door within that vestibule.
It's kind of hard to see. Let me just go back in time a little bit. So you it's on this side?
Exactly. It's on the side opposite that. Yep. On the right side when you're going in.
What's this right here? You know?
That might be gone now. I'm not sure what that was.
I mean, it's... If you guys... I mean... I would say then... Yeah, I mean... I mean, how does the commission feel? Do you think that this isn't going to be visible at all? I mean, you might be able to...
I'm sorry, I think it's slightly visible. Here's my question. Is there not a way just to get another intercom? That's the brass finish that we're requesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we can look into. I don't particularly know if the system we're using has that option or not, so I can't say definitively. I mean, if there was a brass option available for in that exact model that we're using, I'd say definitely we could swap to that. But I can't speak to that as of right now.
Okay, can we go back to that the slide there, Nick, with all the cut sheets? And so on the door hardware is all going to be in brass. You're just showing the. They have the nickel as the full profile, and then you have the brass next to it, which you're just going to do showing nickel in brass.
Correct. They just didn't have the image on the site for that particular finish. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Do we have other commission discussion or commentary here?
Yeah, this is Alice Richmond. I have a question. Do we know what color the owners of the property would like that door to be?
I believe they said black.
Yeah. The owners would prefer to paint it black along with the surround.
Okay. So they want to change it from existing colors to existing color white to black, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Right.
And Richard, have you guys done any historic, have you done any research on what it was historically? I know Martha, Mara had her comments, and I do tend to agree with that we don't want everything to be, to use her word, homogenized.
Yeah,
do
that's,
we have any historical photos?
I don't have any historical photos. We could also take a look at the door itself and see if there's any remnants of a different color underneath the current paint, but... Personally, I don't have any photos of what the door might have been.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else on the commission have any comments or questions or?
PT, I'll just say that if you're comfortable with it, you can remand some of these details to me so that we can get.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I was thinking I'll use tenure here and try to come up with a motion. Okay, so I would make a motion that we approve the application.
PT, hang on 1 second. The skylight, can you ask about that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Do we have any idea the age of that glass, Richard, on the skylight?
No, not particularly. I know it doesn't come well through the photograph, but it's not nice looking glass up there.
It's not like purple hued.
Yeah, and it's almost like the panes are a little different too. I don't know if some were replaced at one point or another. It's not uniform throughout. So it looks like some might have been replaced at a different time.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any comments? I was going to take a shot at a motion if we're done with discussion here.
Hi, this is Sam Hawkins with Speedar Construction. The skylight, to speak to the skylight, there's two panes that are broken that initiated the change in the glass, and then there seems like two or three different kinds of glass up there. Okay. Which is really what initiated the change in the owner's mind. I'm replacing two of them because they're broken. Now I want it to match everything so it's appropriate. So that's the history behind it.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on the commission have any further comments?
So is that window purple? Is it the lavender glass or not?
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's got two broken panes and a couple of mishmashed ones and doesn't seem to have any historic ramifications from what the contractor just said.
Hello, this is Sean from Historic Window and Door. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Sean, how are you?
Right, so Cedar didn't know I was going to be on here, the architect, but I'm the one that was contracted to do the skylight glass. And there is no original or old wavy glass there. It's actually the chicken wire glass that's in it currently. And there's about two panes that are broken. I could probably click some photos or whatever, but it looks like it's like, I don't know, like 1960s chicken wire safety glass that's in there now. And a couple of panes are broken and cracked, but there isn't any original panes in the glass, but the copper is old and original.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. That's really helpful. As usual.
Thank you.
Got a real team on this one. Okay. Any further discussion? All right, so I'm going to take a shot at a motion here that we approve the application as submitted with following provisos: that the door hardware and bell are approved as submitted, that the buzzer in both the front and the back be changed to brass with cut sheets to be approved by staff, that the glass on the skylight, that replacement's approved, that the exhaust, is approved. There's no alternatives. I will say that I'd like to see the paint color kept as is, unless there can be historical documentation that it's a non-original color. And I'm okay with the sconce on the roof deck. And I think that covers it.
I second the motion.
Okay, so a motion's been made and seconded. We will take a vote. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg? Aye. Okay. Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
Okay, so we're going to move on to 34 West Cedar Street, which is also Montefiore, or Richard. Richard, you're muted if you can't tell if you're trying to talk.
No, I believe Monica's going to present this one. I'm sure she's in here.
Thought I saw her.
Hello?
There we go.
There she is.
This is Monica Hawaii, Monica Pauli from Pauli in the River. And we were here before in front of you with reporting and some other work on this house. And now we resumed the work, resumed construction, and we're coming up with some of the other exterior work that we need to to get approved. And get, we had a chance finally to get back to the building. And so the major portion of this presentation is replacing roof deck railing. There's an existing roof deck, and there's a huge condenser on the roof, which would also get removed in the process. We are also going to repair the penthouse and do copper on the backside to match the front, I mean, to match Pinckney Street, West Cedar, and the other minor item is in the front entry. The client would like to repaint the surround, keep the door and everything as is, and change the light fixture. And we have a cut of that. Yeah, so this is, maybe we'll start with the roof deck, since this is the photo. You can see the location on the map with the Cedar Lane in the back and West Cedar in the front. And one can see the existing penthouse and a teeny bit of the existing roof deck from Pinckney and West Cedar, where number one, the bubble number one is. And there are few views from the rear as well. Number three is sort of through the trees, so it's not very clear. And number two gives a little bit of a glimpse of the existing roof deck. And the existing handrail of the deck is very wobbly, very unsafe. It's less than 36 inches. And so we are proposing to replace it with a metal railing 42 inches high, but in order to make it not more visible than existing, we're pushing it back. So we have a mock-up, and we had it up with some orange 2x4s, and we moved the front handrail back from the face of the penthouse, so it would not, the new handrail would not be visible. And right now you can see a little bit of the condenser, and that would not be visible either because that would be gone. And in the rear, which is picture number, that's actually, picture number two, you see the existing wood handrail. The picture came out a little blurry, but the new red handrail is actually appears to be lower than the existing. It's butting right into the chimney, and we're moving back approximately 1 foot to make that handrail less visible than existing, rather than keeping the existing and putting a new one behind it. You know, just think it would look better to have a low visibility metal railing. The other part of the project is replacing the existing condensers on the L, see three of them, and they would be replaced with four condensers that are, well, they're a little bit smaller, 31x31, and they're less noisy and newer, obviously. And one of these is the replacement for the one on the top roof, which is absolutely huge. I don't know if you have any pictures of that, but it's absolutely huge. And we would just repair the decorative, the screen fence on the L, which you can see a little bit. You can see the left side. On the right side, there's a huge roof deck and trellis from the neighbors, so you really don't see that much of it, but you see a little bit of it. And you do not see the condensers from below. And you would not see the new ones. And this is pretty much, okay, and this is the front entry, and this is the proposed light fixture. sure that the owner would like, and she would just repaint the surround and leave everything as is.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the commission?
Yes, this is Alice Richmond. Have they done the mock-ups for those condensers?
They did not do the mock-up for the condensers. They have the actual old condensers. And I don't know if the contractor is here with us because we can, there are approximately the same size to the plan above and the plan below. So that the existing condensers are there and you cannot see them, and the new ones are same size or smaller. So
the existing ones cannot be seen from the street?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions from the commission before we move on to comments?
I'll just remind everybody that the street in the back is a public way.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. All right, so we'll move on to public comment now. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at Boston Landmarks and using the hashtag BHJuly16Hearing. We will receive these instructions after each application. Joe?
Our first comment, Michelle Gervitz, would you like to make your comment?
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association. We recommend that the existing pendant light be retained, and we feel that the roof deck railing should be wrought iron. And that's all for our comment.
Okay, thank you, Michelle.
I currently don't see anyone else raising their hand. We have just another minute to wait.
Okay.
Can we look at the flat seam copper rear side cladding while we're waiting?
This is where it's going on the this is coming out. The satellite this is going to be removed.
And Monica, explain to the commission where the
when you have the arrow, unfortunately the photo doesn't show it at all, but it's a flat seam copper facing West Cedar Street, and in the back we just have siding and it's sort of deteriorated. So we were just going to match the other side, which seems to be original cladding of that penthouse.
So you're saying that one side currently has the flat copper seam?
Yes, that's the green side that you see.
This here?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Last call for public comments, Joe?
You can close public comment. There are no others.
Okay, public comments are closed. Let's move on to staff comments and recommendations, please.
Yeah, so I'm okay with the roof deck rail as long as it is a metal rail. I do have concerns about the visibility from the front. I do think that the cladding should remain either, I think it's cedar shingles now. I think it should stay that way. It's obvious that that penthouse is not original to the structure. So I don't think any seam copper would be appropriate for the area. And I think the rear changes are fine as well. I have no objection over the pendant, but I'll defer to you.
Okay. Thank you, Nick. Any comments and discussion from the commission?
I guess it's Matt. I'm still a little confused. The view, number one, green, the what we have up there, that's the existing condition? This kind of bluish thing, which you're saying is green?
Yeah, that's a
Okay, and Nick, you think that should, you recommended that should maybe be shingle?
So this is the rear. So this we're not going to change this color, right, Monica?
No.
That's not changing. Okay.
We're talking about the other side. Basically.
This side here, Monica, right?
Yes.
Where the door window, the door and the bar window are.
Yeah, it goes above the door window, right? It's that.
Okay, so the fourth image, on all the way to the right, so you were recommending copper, but it's currently shingle.
Yes, it's not the dormer. It's that penthouse above. So, right here. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
I guess, yeah, now that I understand it, I agree with staff comment.
Okay. Any other comments from the discussion?
The Civic Association recommended keeping the existing lantern. Can I see the existing lantern?
Yeah, I mean, I think both historically appropriate. That's one of those things where my opinion is different with the homeowner's preference, their home. As long as it's an appropriate fixture, which I think this is, but, and I believe that's staff's recommendation as well, but.
This image is showing the existing fixture.
That's the existing, and then the one on the left is the proposed.
My preference is to stay with the original, but I could go either way.
All right, other commissioners have thoughts on that?
I like the idea of staying with the original. I think the Civic Association is correct about that.
Okay.
And I believe the city's in agreement with sticking with the original as well.
Nick had the lanterns approvable, but again, it's where we're discussing it. So I think I could go either way as well.
Agreed.
I may to say something that our client wanted a fixture that's slightly different. I think she didn't have objections to what's there. It's just that you wanted like a little bit more something slightly different.
Aesthetically, I kind of like the original versus the new selection. That's just me though.
I'm just, again, in sort of my initial hearing this year, I will just say that in general, and speaking in generality, I think as long as we deem a proposed change or fixture or material historically appropriate and it's within the context of the guidelines, that, again, I think that's what is really matters. And then, we're talking about other people's homes and our personal opinions versus the opinion of the person whose home it is. I think we just need to be cognizant of that. So I'll just make that one comment. And again, I think they're both appropriate. I could go either way. So,
yeah, I appreciate that.
Mr. Chair, you're breaking up a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I heard what you said. My
was that, okay. So any other elements of the application that merit discussion at this point? Anyone have a motion?
direction.
I move approval consistent with staff recommendations.
Okay, and can you just, could you please list those, provide those?
I can do it if you need me to.
Thank you.
So the recommendations would be to remain, to keep cedar planks on the rear of the head house, to approve the lantern as submitted, to approve the roof deck, new rails and dimensions with the provisos that the rail will be a black metal rail.
And that was perfect. That was exactly what I wanted to say.
And the relocation of the condenser.
Okay. And so, Commissioner Richmond, you approve of
the he did it perfectly.
Okay. He tends to do that. Okay. Do we have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. So, take the vote, Commissioner Allen.
Aye.
Commissioner Santos.
Aye.
Commissioner Blumen.
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond.
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg. Aye. All right. So that without even looking. Okay. So I think that concludes the applications, the full applications for this evening.
Thank you.
We just need to do the meeting minutes as well as the administrative.
Okay. The administrative review and approval. In order to expedite the review process, the commission has delegated the approval of certain work items, such as those involving maintenance and repair, restoration or replacement, or which otherwise have a minimal impact on the building's appearance, to commission and ratification at its monthly public hearing. Having been identified as meeting these eligibility criteria and applicable guidelines, the following applications will be approved at this hearing. I think I still need to do the public comment, are you correct, Nick?
Yeah, I would just list out the applications and the addresses and then ask for the public comment.
Okay, so we have 54 Hagen Street, 27 Bowden Street, 49 Jessup Street, 73 Hancock Street, 85 Mount Vernon Street, 99 Pinckney Street, 2 Park Street, and 119 Tremont / 1 Park Street. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. You are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press star 9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email or via Twitter by tagging the Twitter handle at BostonLandmarks and using the hashtag BHJuly16 hearing. We will repeat these questions after each application. So this is for the administrative approvals at the addresses aforementioned en masse. Do we have any public comments?
Rochelle Gerwitz, would you like to make your comment?
Hi, Beacon Hill Civic Association. So concerning the Pro Vita storm windows at 99 Pinckney Street, we ask that low E not a part of the specifications according to section D10 of guidelines. That's all.
Rochelle, sorry, you said that they not be low E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Okay, thank you, Rochelle.
I don't see anyone else raising their hand. We still have about 30 seconds left.
Okay, thank you.
And PT, if you guys are all in agreement, you can approve the storm windows with the provisos that they're not.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I would say public comment is closed.
All right, thank you, Joe. Do we have any comments or discussion on any administrative items from the commission? Okay, I'll take a shot that we make a motion to approve all the administrative approvals as submitted with the proviso on 99 Pinckney that the storm window specs be confirmed to be a non-low E glass.
I second that motion.
Okay, great, thank you. So we have a motion that we made and seconded. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg, aye. Okay, so the administratives are done, and now we will move on to the ratification of the June hearing minutes. Do we have any comments on the minutes from the commission or questions? Nick, I don't believe we go to public comment on that, correct?
Because the public hasn't been able to see them, so it's not necessary.
Okay. All right, so I would make a motion that we approve the June 18, 2020 public hearing meeting minutes.
I second that motion.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
Aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye.
Commissioner Weinberg, aye. Okay. So, Nick, do we have any staff updates?
Yep. So, just so you guys are aware, especially for Matt, Arian, and Alice, Joe and I are currently working on both the commissioner's handbook as well as commissioner training that we will be getting together and requiring for all our commissioners, both new and old. And we'll be setting up an appointment for all of you to attend those. So thanks for your patience while we kind of work on this. We just got these nominations out of nowhere, to be honest with you. So Joe and I have been working diligently to get this taken care of, but thank you for holding in there and not yelling at me for being confused. But we'll get there, and we just need to work on it a little bit. So, yeah. So that's basically it.
Great.
Nick's been doing the heavy lifting.
What's that, Joe? All
right. Nick's been doing the heavy lifting on the commissioner handbooks and training.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Good. All right, so I will make a motion that we adjourn the July 16th, 2020 hearing.
So moved.
All right, Commissioner Allen?
Aye.
Commissioner Santos?
Aye.
Commissioner Blumenthal?
If I have to, aye.
Commissioner Richmond?
Aye, everybody stay safe.
All right, Commissioner Weinberg, aye. All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.